It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been detailing his 2017 economic forecast for the Inland Empire and our region's two dozen or so individual economic sectors. You can hear past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing divides the IE's individual economic sectors into four categories: high-paying jobs, such as management, healthcare, higher education, local government jobs. There are two categories of moderate-paying jobs: one, office-related work, such as financial sector work and work in public and private education, and the other category of moderate-paying jobs is in industrial work, such as construction, manufacturing, and logistics. And the final category of Inland Empire economic sectors is what Dr. Husing calls low-paying jobs, such as retail, administrative support work, amusement, and a big sector including restaurant and hospitality work that Dr. Husing calls the region's eating and drinking sector.
Eating and drinking has been growing like mad. Last year, it was the third fastest growing sector after construction and logistics. I'm expecting at some point for it to slow down. And so this year, instead of the 6,300 jobs added in that sector last year, I'm putting it in at 4,500. Last year, it was the second fastest growing sector. Now, third, after logistics and construction, it was third at 6,300.
And that's leisure and hospitality. That's also a really pretty dependent, much more dependent on the whims of the economy if things are going up and going down. Are you saying that if we're going to have some shrinking jobs in eating and drinking?
All I'm saying, it's not shrinking. It's okay. Growing slower.
Growing more slowly. Okay.
It's been growing so fast, I think it may start to run out of steam to continue growing at that speed.
Okay, that answers my question then. That puts it in the proper perspective.
So going from 6,300 to 4,500.
Okay.
Accommodation, hotels, I put it going from 1,000 to 800. This is possibly wrong. It could be a strong or even stronger. The reason I'm putting that in there is what I'm hearing about from people in the travel industry about what's been going on with visas and stuff and at airports as a consequence of Trump's
travel ban
and all that. People are getting a little nervous about trying to get into the United States. That's why I put that in there as going from 1,000 job growth to 800 job growth.
So you slowed the growth on
that. I slowed the growth there.
Okay.
Amusement I took in the other direction from 700 to 1,000 because we're in a heck of a good snow season this year. And I think that's going to offset, to some extent, travel being hurt. I think that strong snow season. So I'm taking it from 700 up to 1,000.
Well,
700 last year to 1,000.
Just Mammoth alone said they're gonna have their skiing facilities open until July 4th. So there you are.
Yeah. They got so much snow, but I'm talking, of course, here with Big Bear.
Big Bear and all those
up in the mountains here. Social assistance grew 3,800 last year. I'm taking it down to 3,500. Because I think the number of people being taken care of is going to go down as employment continues growing.
Okay.
Retail trade, 4,700 it gained last year. I'm saying only 4,500 this year. And that is really weak growth in both cases. And the reason is e-commerce. So many people are buying online, and that is increasing.
So that's not necessarily that people aren't buying. It's just that they're not buying
inside stores.
The retail stores.
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right.
That's
and correct. So you're not so upset about that necessarily.
Well, it's retail jobs being lost.
Yeah.
And it's frankly, it's showing up in logistics.
Huh.
Big people hired in logistics.
Huh.
If people in logistics are making more than people in retail are making.
Okay. So that's it. Retail is churning. All right.
Then there's the last one is agriculture. Last year, agriculture shrank by 100. This year, I'm putting it at no growth, no shrinkage. Why? because I have no idea what the weather's going to be like this year, so I put it in at zero. Okay.
All right.
So last year, this group grew 15.5. This year, when I make all those changes, it comes out at 15.4.
Now, when you say that, you're saying the low-paying sectors, with all of those jobs we just all of those sectors we just talked about, 15,500 jobs last year, and you're saying 100 fewer this year.
100 fewer added this year.
Added.
Always remember, we're growing.
We are growing. Okay.
Right. And that's 33% of our growth.
Okay.
Now, when we put that all together, so we've got sort of the summarized. What have we said here? High-paying. Add 6,000. Office moderate paying, add 6,700. Industrial moderate paying, add 18,500. Low paying work, add 15,400. Put them together, and the forecast is we're adding 46,600 jobs. So that is the forecast that next year I will say, hey, I said 46.6, and we'll look and see what happened.
We'll look and see what they say.
I'm seeing a growth rate of 3.4%. Last year it was 3.5. But again, we're moving off a bigger base. Unemployment, I think, will drop from 5.9, which it was this year. I think it'll drop overall to 5.3%, which is, for the Inland Empire, extremely tight. It's about as tight as we ever get. We very rarely get below that.
Really?
Yeah. I overestimated last year. I don't intend to do it again this year. So all in all, what's this forecast say? This forecast says I'm looking at another year of very strong Inland Empire economics, the fifth year in a row that will be over 40,000 in job growth. Last year, for the third year in a row, we were the second fastest metropolitan area in California behind L.A.
Huh.
San Francisco, San Mateo has been behind us in each one of those 3 years.
In growth.
So it's been L.A. first, Inland Empire second, San Francisco third, Orange fourth, Silicon Valley, fifth.
The fifth fastest growing. Huh.
So, again, we look like we're going to be pretty strong.
That wraps up this series of segments detailing the Inland Empire's economic forecast for 2017. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can go back and hear our previous segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use the search function at the top of the website and type in John Husing.